King John Williams, listening to you and Marge and the Speed Jokes Committee yesterday choose the joke of the month reminded me of my previous submission, which is below. About an hour after I submitted that joke, I realized that I could have sent you a better version of the joke, but I had already hit the send button. It's a coyote joke and was up for joke of the week. And when the Speed Joke Committee went to choose the joke of the week that week, it received the first two votes. I was listening with my coworker Abe, who also occasionally submits speed jokes. And then the next two votes were for two different jokes. You had the final vote, and you chose for the joke of the week that week this joke. What's the smelliest planet? Jupiter. My coworker Abe immediately laughed and said, "How ironic." He explained that with the first two votes cast, I was like the coyote who thought he had achieved his objective only to lose out through some silly circumstance. He still frequently taunts me by walking by my office and saying, "Jupiter." Popular. As the email below indicates, that was submitted last year, so I give you my improved version of the joke for this year. I now fully anticipate an unseen anvil dropping on my head the last second. The joke goes like this. Last week I saw a coyote on my front porch. My wife, of course, blamed me, saying it was my fault since I had ordered a package from Acme. Says Will from Wheaton. Will, I don't know if that's going to win this time or last time, but that's a lovely note. All right, let's see if we can measure up to that standard. It's time for Speed Jokes.
Yeah.
Would you like today's Speed Jokes?
Well, only if you want me to participate. Yes.
Okay, buddy, here you go. You're reading them cold.
Okay.
It's 1040 on WGN, and our Speed Jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got a joke sent in from Tony in Wheaton, who wrote, "Yesterday, I interviewed the chief of police at Morton Grove for a research project on a novel I'm writing, and he gave me a police department mug, and I didn't have to tell a single joke. Today, I am submitting to you my 53rd and 54th jokes. Why are you making this so hard?" Ed Brown in Homewood sent us a joke. Rob Hacker in Burbank did too. Pat, he's all that from Waukegan. I got one from Peggy Hacker, the administrative assistant at the Rockford Park District Police. John Hoffmiller of Rock Falls in Zihuatanejo, Mexico sent us one. This is from Pat. He's all that from Waukegan. Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota. Mugless Dave in Barrington. Marty C. in Downers Grove. And James Wing riding the temperature roller coaster in Michigan. Dave, a guy I know stood up at a funeral. And, you know, he said vacant field, and the widow said thanks. That means a lot.
Yeah, we've heard that, John.
But then another guy stood up and said, "Hoo boy, I can't eat another bite." And the widow said, "Thanks, that's meaningful."
John, you sure go to a lot of funerals. Weird funerals, I might add.
I wanted to get in on that action, Dave, so I stood up at that funeral and I said, "Gorilla glue."
Why'd you say that?
I was trying to be tactful. You know, we're going to keep doing these, so you might as well get used to them. A guy I know is a big Bears fan, Dave. His wife died, and the funeral is Sunday at noon, right at kickoff. So he asked the minister for the church Wi-Fi password. And the minister said, "Dude, the service takes an hour." And the guy said, "Is that all lowercase?" I was planning on going to a White Sox game, so I called the ticket office to see what time the game was. And the agent there said, "What time can you get here?" A king and queen walk into a bar. Bartender says, "Sorry, you're not 21. Robots get married in the fall because they're autumn mated. This isn't so much a joke as it is an observation about the way we live. Whenever I finish eating, I have to show my hands to my dog like I'm a blackjack dealer. How many of you have done that?
I do that.
Oh, my gosh. It's all gone. It's all gone. Here's another interesting observation. If you want to get noticed, go jogging without moving your arms. And the following, I can't believe, Steve, I didn't even give you your part.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray...
In a silent role, the police commissioner...
And John Williams will star...
As the world's worst superhero who just saw the signal calling him into action. Really? Like, I just sat down. I'm sorry, that just really wasn't worth the effort there, was it? Father Ron sent this in. He said, as an older gentleman, I now understand why they call the time between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. the wee small hours of the morning.